الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا سنة بعد سنته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most honorable ulama ikram, beloved brothers and elders, undoubtedly all praises belong solely and only unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher. Salat and salam upon our master Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite generosity has blessed us with iman. Beloved friends, this is undoubtedly the greatest favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon us. And you'll find, being from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many, many special favors. Amongst these special favors is the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us the reason and the purpose of this month of Ramadan, and for us to take maximum benefit from this Mubarak time that we have. Today we can safely say, if we have to pose the question to everybody sitting here, that what is the most valuable commodity? If you have to ask the question, what is the most valuable commodity, then I'm sure every one of us will admit and say, undoubtedly it's time. Today you find that a man has wealth, plenty to give, but ask a man for his time, you find that this is something which is absolutely difficult. And it's such a commodity that not in one place, but in many places in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam on it. Wal asr, wal shamsi, wal fajri, different instruments of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam on it to show the importance and the value of it. Simple hadith which we all know and we heard it many, many times. The famous hadith of the month of Ramadan, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar and Jibril Amin came to him and he made those three du'as. Amongst the du'as that he made was what? That a person gets the month of Ramadan and yet he cannot get his gunas forgiven. So the whole point of this, behind it, is that this time that we have to make it valuable. If we don't make it valuable, brothers, then let us understand, Ramadan will come and Ramadan will go. We will come, Allah knows best if we will go. Whether we'll be here again, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Otherwise, Ramadan will just become the usual. The competition will be who got the best halim. Whether the best halim is coming from Stanger, maaf any Stanger brothers, or the best halim is coming from Verulam. Or you'll say, no, our masjid there, brothers, we are finishing Tarawih at 8:32 and 43 seconds. And someone will say, no, we're doing it at 8:25. And then some of them, the fight will begin. So Ramadan will become about that. Or like somebody put it nicely, they say Ramadan is a time to show the VWs. You know, you just go to all the garages and you see after Tarawih, all the different beautiful smart cars are parked. So that will become the whole thing. That will become the essence. And then somebody will say, no, in our masjid, iftar time, they're giving Zamzam water. Somebody will say, in our masjid, they're giving Avian water and this. And that will become the whole competition. And the whole objective of what it is of Ramadan will be lost. And believe you me, brothers, Ramadans like this will come and go. And we will remain at the same place, if not we will deteriorate. Rather, it is an opportunity for us and every single person sitting in the masjid today, brothers. This is the masjid, this is the lesson and the message that firstly the speaker has to take for himself and every one of us, that Allah Pak in His kindness has given us an opportunity to create and make a relationship and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month wherein Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us so beautifully, that is the month of mercy. It is the month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to forgive us. The first 10 days is the month which brings, the first 10 days is those time which brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is waiting. Like Allah ta'ala says in the hadith, they could see, when you come to me walking, I'll come to you running. Allah Ta'ala addresses us in Quran, brothers. Allah speaks with such love, such muhabbat. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Allah is asking us, Allah is putting the question to us so beautifully, that where are you going? يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ Allah Ta'ala is speaking with such love. We can translate it, that's in its place. But the emotion, the tone with which Allah Ta'ala is speaking to His entire creation. Brothers, for a moment, just take out some time to understand the message of Allah. Allah used this month to reveal Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ Allah says, we've revealed Quran to you so that it will be a guidance for mankind. Allah speaks to us with such love, with such shafqat, with such muhabbat, unparalleled love. Allah brings the words, Ya ayyuhal insan. Allah doesn't speak to Ya ayyuhal Muslim, O Muslim. Allah doesn't speak to Ya ayyuhal Mu'min, O believers. Allah doesn't speak to O people of Makkah. Allah doesn't speak to O people of South Africa. Allah speaks to His entire creation. Ya ayyuhal insan. Ma gharrak. What has cast you in doubt? Where are you going? Why are you going somewhere else? Allah is here. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting for you. Allah is addressing each and every single one of us. A personal address from Allah to us directly. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, when I wished to converse with my Allah, I used to perform salah. And when I wished for Allah to speak to me, I used to read Quran. Allah is speaking to us. Allah is saying, where have you gone? Brothers, this is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that this quality of taqwa, we can bring it about within our lives. Just to understand this a bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully in the Quran covers it. And you'll find it such a thing that when a person brings alive these qualities in his or her life, his life only goes on the up, better and better and better and better, till the ultimate that he meets with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll find that a person who is a muttaqi, a person who makes an effort to bring Allah in his life, he has a yearning for death. He has a yearning that when will this life, when will this temporary abode come to an end so that I can meet Allah. And all those promises that Allah has given, I'm waiting for it. Because his trust in Allah also increases. You'll find, if you just have to go into the annals of history, probably it would be a great injustice to Ahle Badr, to the people of Badr, if in the month of Ramadan, for a moment, we don't take to reflect. You see, any nation who wants to go forward has to reflect and ponder on his history. If you don't ponder on your history, you can never go forward. Just to understand that Ahle Badr, they hold the most loftiest position in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To understand, just to understand the position of Ahle Badr, that a Sahabi who commits a mistake, and what was his mistake? He divulges the information that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is planning to attack Makkah Mukarramah, is planning to go now and overthrow the Meccans just prior to conquest of Makkah. And this Sahabi, he writes a letter to the people of Makkah, long and short of it. Nabi Sassam gets wahi about it, he intercepts him and he brings him back. This particular crime in any government, we can understand what a major crime this would be. Yet, on account of him being a Badri Sahabi, on account of his status, that he was one of those people who partook in Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. Nabi sallam listened to him, he heard him out, what was the situation? He said, oh Nabi of Allah, I had some worry, some concern, I was the only family I had was in Makkah Mukarramah, I never have any family anywhere else. Nabi sallam heard him, listened to his reasoning, and on account of him being a Badri Sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. Many incidents like this in hadith we'll find, that on account of a Sahabi being a Badri, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awarded him some sort of special attention, etc. So what was it? What was found in the people of Badr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their qualities in Quran. Allah says that there were two qualities you'll find in Ahle Badr. And these two qualities, beloved friends, throughout every time and throughout every era, these two qualities drew the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It drew the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every field and every regard. Whether it was on the level of an ummah, whether it was on the level of a person's personal well-being, etc. Those people who brought these two qualities in their life, they found that the help of Allah came to them. What was it? It was sabr and it was taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these qualities in the Quran Kareem. You find Ahle Badr, that these were the qualities that they were anointed with. That whatever condition came to them, it was the month of Ramadan, their resources were less. They had something like 2 horses, 313 men fighting against an army armed to the tooth. Every odd against them. But they exercised patience that this is the command of Allah and we have to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they brought taqwa in their life that whatever Allah has asked us to do, we have to do it. Whatever Allah has asked us to abstain from, we have to abstain from it. And the result was this, that they enjoyed the nusrat and they enjoyed the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions, he says, the whole aim is not to speak about Badr, we're just touching on it for a moment. But he said that we saw such help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, understand this. This is no fairy tale. Quran speaks about it. He says that we saw such help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that an army of 1,000, when we looked at it, we thought we're fighting against maybe 60 or 70 people. He says that was the level of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came down to us. Nevertheless, we find that in every era, when these two qualities came alive in the ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is there. And we find Allah Rabbul Izzat, we read Quran, Quran is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us. Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book, there is absolutely no doubt in it. وَدَلِّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah ta'ala says, this is the kitab I have given as a guidance for the muttaqeen. Then Allah Himself doesn't leave it to our intelligence, to our intellect, to our knowledge, to our know-how. Allah says, let me explain to you exactly who the muttaqeen are. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. First quality Allah ta'ala gives. You see, regarding the muttaqeen, Allah speaks about their qualities. Allah speaks about their sifat. Allah speaks about what were they all about. If you had to look at them, what would you find in them? Allah says, they were the people, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. First thing was, that their yaqeen and their belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to the highest level. Complete iman on Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Allah is undoubtedly the creator. Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the cherisher. Allah is the nourisher. Everything that is coming to them is coming only from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that is happening only from the side of Allah ta'ala. This entire world and its entire system, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. Allah Ta'ala says that insan, in the coming of the day, in the coming of the night, in these are signs for you, O people of intelligence. See that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. See that all of this is only from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Allah says that the demand of intelligence is this. That the person who proclaims and says that I have intelligence, I have the know-how, I have some sort of knowledge. The demand of it is this, that his heart, his mind, his soul, and everything will tell him, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Allah, you haven't created all of these things in vain. You haven't just created it for it to be there. The sun is not just there for anything. The moon is not just there for anything. Subhanak, Allah, you are pure. Allah, there is no need for you just to create all of these things for nothing. No, Allah, you've created it so that we can recognize you, so that we can understand that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same Allah that is saying, Ya ayyuhal insan, insan, where are you going? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first quality is this, yu'minuna bil ghayb. Then Allah says, wa yuqimuna as-salah, they establish salah. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. And they are such that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wamimma also refers to this, that not only their wealth, but their health, their bodies, themselves, everything is spent in the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their mind, their intelligence, how they can use the ability to think, the ability to perceive, every single quality Allah has given them, how it can be used for the betterment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat al-karima which we recited in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully outlines different qualities of the muttaqeen. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, so to say in our terms, dangles the carrot. سَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. That hasten, O people, hasten towards the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Run, come quickly, hasten. Allah is there to forgive. Allah is there to forgive you. Allah is waiting. Hasten towards the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hasten towards Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the muttaqeen. And then Allah ta'ala, just for our little understanding, obviously Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us that Jannat is such a place, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. no ears have seen, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and no heart has even perceived what is Jannah all about. Allah Ta'ala says, for your little small understanding, understand it like this, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, that the breadth of the skies and the earth, that is the size of Jannah. But we know Jannah is even bigger than that. Jannah is even bigger than what our heart, our mind, and our thoughts can even perceive. Allah Ta'ala says, hasten towards this maghfirat, hasten towards this Jannah. But brothers, listen to the next part of the ayat. And wallahi, if these qualities of the muttaqeen can come alive in the ummah today, you'll find that we will enjoy the glory days once again. That same ummah that moved in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from strength to strength, it was an ummah that was a makeup of qualities. If you look into the lives of each and every one of them, every one of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were brimming with these beautiful qualities. Allah says, who are the muttaqeen? Yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra. They spend their wealth, they spend what Allah Ta'ala has given them. In secrecy, in open they spend, meaning zakat, and in quietly, when nobody knows, the right hand gives, the left hand doesn't know, they spend what Allah Ta'ala has given them in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala gives the next quality, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْذِ. Allah Ta'ala says that they are such, when they have the ability to vent. Allah doesn't say they don't become angry. Remember, to become angry, this is a fitrat, it is a nature of insan. Nabi Sassam also used to become angry at times. It is an inborn nature, it is a fitri thing, it is part on parcel of the makeup of mankind. But Allah Ta'ala says that when they have the ability to vent that anger, when they have the ability to vent that anger, then at that particular time, out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, they swallow that anger. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْذِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And Allah Ta'ala says that they are such that they overlook the faults of people. People may have harmed them in a certain way, they overlook. You find, respected brothers and elders, that these qualities were brimming in the life of Sahaba. To this extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fourth juz of Quran advises Nabi Sassam in this light also. Lintalahum, O Nabi of Allah, you be soft with the Sahaba ikram. Walau kunta faddan ghalid al qalb lan faddu min hawlik. If you're going to be hard and you're going to be difficult on them, they'll run away from you. They won't want to stay in your company. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Any mistakes that they make, forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Over and above that, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And make mashara with them, have mutual consultation with them on matters of deen, etc. Respected brothers and elders, this month is here to bring these qualities alive. How sad it is today. Sometimes we carry on only we are fasting. A person at work, the staff is scared for him, the wife is scared for him. Little small things, small mistakes and small errors of people, the whole roof is coming down. This should not be the case. They say, ulama ikram teach us, and they say that at the time of anger, as difficult as it is, as difficult, because there's an Arabic proverb that goes like this, أَوَّلُهُ جُنُونٌ وَآخِرُهُ نَدَمٌ. Anger is such a thing, that the beginning stages of anger is what? It's pagalpani. A person loses his head, he loses himself, he loses his senses. وَآخِرُهُ نَدَمٌ. And the result of it is this regret. They say that when a person is becoming angry, Nabi Sassam taught us in a hadith, change your position. If you're standing, sit. If you're sitting, stand. Walk away. Recite istighfar, etc. But try, as difficult as, it's something that a person has to make effort on. You have to try. These qualities are not inborn. Qualities are not such that a person just reads it or he listens to one bayan, now he walks out and now the qualities are in him. No, it is an effort. It is a strive. It is a try. Person has to continuously try. Lot of dua, istighfar, tawbah. Allah, I have these weaknesses. Allah, you remove these weaknesses. Allah, you make me a better person. Nabi Sassam used to make dua. Allahumma inni asaluka al-huda, wa-t-tuqa, wal-afafa, wal-ghina. He used to make dua. So great was Rasulullah Sassam. Yet, he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make dua for good akhlaq. Ask Allah to bless us. This is the objective of this month. That we anoint ourselves with these qualities. These noble qualities come alive in the ummah. When these noble qualities will come alive, compassion for one another, overlooking of faults of one another. Respected brothers and elders, see how Quran, Allah, the beauty of Quran, idfa bil lati hiya ahsan. Quran teaches us, Quran says what? Idfa bil lati hiya ahsan. You present that which is better. Fa idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun ka annahu waliyun hamim. You'll find that in presentation of that which is better, you had a problem with somebody, you are presenting that which is better. What is better? You're asking for forgiveness, or if you're not asking for forgiveness, you're overlooking his fault. One of the two. Quran says that this is such a quality. it will bring about such love, such mutual love, that two people who are, you know, enemies of note, Quran says they will be such, كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Now it will be as if though they are bosom friends. So respected friends, this month of Ramadan is here. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with it. Really, we are very, very fortunate. This time that we have is valuable. This time that we have, every second of it should not be wasted. It should be used in trying to inculcate these beautiful qualities within our life. A person has to make excessive istighfar, excessive tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, brothers, understand this. Allah from the beginning, if you look at Quran from the beginning till the end, over and over, Rahman, Rahim, Rahman, Rahim. Allah Ta'ala over and over is encouraging us that I am Ghafoor, I am Rahim. Allah is waiting. We will go to Allah a little bit, small, too few baby steps. Allah Ta'ala will come to us running. Let us use this opportunity, istighfar, abundant istighfar, tawbah, complete tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Take our conditions. Brothers, every person, everyone sitting in the masjid today, every single person, don't be fooled by a man's palatial home. Don't be fooled by the lovely vehicle that he drives. Every person, Quran is clear on the matter. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Every person's test will be different. Every person will go through a different challenge. One's challenge will be the challenge of wealth. Somebody will have a challenge of the challenge of sickness. Somebody will have the challenge loss of life. Somebody will have some challenge in regards to his family. Somebody's challenge will be the challenge of his children. Different challenges every person will face. Why? Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says that these challenges come. Understand it. We are dealing with Allah who is Ghafoor. We are dealing with Allah who is Rahim. We have to find Allah. When we find Allah, then we'll understand the system of Allah. Allah is saying that all these conditions exist so that there will be something for you to turn to me. Warna insan, your makeup is such that if there's nothing of that sort, you'll forget me totally. Allah Ta'ala says, some people I keep them sick because if I give them health, they'll forget me. Some people I keep them wealthy because if I keep them poor, they'll forget me. Some people I keep them poor because if I keep them wealthy, they'll forget me. We have to understand Allah. Allah is Rahim. Allah is Rahman. And this is this month, brothers. This is this, the whole objective of the Jummah Bayan. The whole objective of coming to the masjid is to connect with Allah Ta'ala. It's not about listening to oratory skills. It's not about listening to fancy talks. No, it's about linking ourselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. If every one of us can leave the masjid today and this much increase with our ta'alluq with Allah, then our coming to the masjid was beneficial. This is the whole mindset that we have to have. I came to the masjid to find Allah. This is the house of Allah. This is the Baytullah. Every day, the mercy of Allah descends upon Baytullah. From Baytullah to Masjid Nabawi, from Masjid Nabawi to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and from there to all the different masajid of the world. The masjid is the place where we will find hidayat. The masjid is the place where we will find Allah. Sukoon, rahmat of Allah descends upon the masjid. And this is the month where every person is in the masjid. People are coming by their flocks to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala increase it. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. This has to be our mindset. That, oh Allah, don't turn our hearts away. After you have guided us, Allah, it was only your tawfiq. Understand, brothers. Whatever amal we will do in this month, our coming to the masjid, is only Allah's tawfiq. No person can say that I did out of my own. No. This is only the tawfiq of Allah. So after Allah gave us the tawfiq, we make this dua. Quran is teaching us. Allah himself, Allah created us. Allah knows what's good for us. Allah is teaching us. Ask. Insan, ask in this life. Brothers, this is why we are saying, let us link and connect with Quran. Link and connect with the ulama. Sit in their company. Learn about the message of Allah. What is Quran telling us? See how beautiful Allah says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Allah says, insan, ask me, make this dua to me, that, oh Allah, after you have guided me, it was only your tawfiq I came to the masjid. It was only your tawfiq I performed salah. It was only your tawfiq that I had to take your name. Allah, don't turn my heart away after it. Wallah, brothers, when the sweetness of Allah enters the heart, then there is nothing more sweeter than it. Then we will be running and we'll be hastening to it. We terminate with this incident very, very quickly to understand that where and what is the position of taqwa. We're speaking about taqwa. Taqwa in essence is this, to become Allah's. Taqwa in essence is that we hand ourselves over to Allah. وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. That we become Allah's and Allah becomes ours. This has to be our strife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, famous incident. We heard it and we'll listen to it and we'll continue to listen to it over and over again. But really the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so inspiring that we can listen to this incident 100 times. Yet we will continue to be inspired by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was being sent from Madinah Munawwara as an ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Yemen, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him certain advices. Among the advices he gave him, he said, Ya Mu'adh, ahsin khulqaka lin nas. That, O Mu'adh, make sure you display the best character amongst the people. When you're working amongst the people, Mu'adh, make sure you have the most exalted character. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked him out of Madinah Munawwara, now remember, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. Forget every other accolade in the life of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Forget every other thing on his CV. Just this one statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sufficient for him to say that I share this honor that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved of Allah's creation, the greatest of Allah's creation, the most noblest of Allah's creation, said to me that, O Mu'adh, I love you. What an honor for Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking him out of Madinah Munawwara. When the time comes to depart, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him the famous words that, O Mu'adh, it is possible that when you come to Madinah Munawwara again, O Mu'adh, you will not see me, but you will pass by my qabr. You can imagine what must have been the heart of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not lip service. They physically displayed their love. They were every beck and call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now he knows this is the last time that these eyes are going to see this Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the last time that these ears are going to hear the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the last time that these hands are going to touch the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Emotion overtakes him. He starts to cry. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts to cry. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns his face towards Madinah Munawwara so that his face does not meet with the face of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoles him. The last advice that he gives to him. What an advice of consolement, not only for Mu'adh ibn Jabal, but for the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says to him, Ya Mu'adh, inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu. That, O Mu'adh, indeed the closest people to me would be those people who have taqwa. Whoever he is and wherever he is. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give us the reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the curses of Jibreel. Ameen. To which Rasulullah s.a.w. said ameen. And Allah ta'ala bless and accept every one of our ibadat in this month. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.